Chargers. That's right. It is shaping up to be the hottest purge on record. Please, please come back. Join us. We'll be talking episode 2, Take What's Yours, in just a few seconds.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, that no, thing. I cannot get used to that.
I love it, though. It's like it scares me, but I love it, too. Right.
You gotta get in the mood. You gotta get right.
Get in the mood.
It's Tuesday night, guys. You know what time it is. There we go. That's right.
Yeah.
It's the Purge After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. So much energy on this panel.
We like to rock out before
we like this, the Purge remix.
There we go. So good. Woo! Guys, my name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me, as always, this absolutely fantastic panel. We're coming back for round 2 over on the far left. He was just on the My Hero Academia show just maybe, what, an hour ago?
Yes,
you
exactly.
Can, you can want him online at Ollie Dreamer.
Yes.
Because he's Ollie Dreaded.
Woo! Thank you so much.
There we go. To his right, she was also... Yes. On the My Hero Academia show. Everyone, it's so convenient when everyone's already here at the studio.
You're like, let's just go to the next studio.
Exactly. You can find her on Twitter at It's Jamie Ray because it's Jamie Gray.
That's Woo! Right. Hey, guys.
There she is.
And of course, to my left. See, me, him, Ollie, we're all keeping the blue theme
yes.
going.
Yes.
He's no stranger to horror. He's talked about the Fear of the Walking Dead, the terror, Ooh. All that stuff. You can find him online at I Am Danny Royce because he's Danny Royce.
What's up, guys? Woo! Woo!
There we go.
We in here. Thank you for the
so
awesome
good.
Introduction.
I know, you're so good.
You got to start the energy hot.
Got yes. to.
On a high note.
Absolutely.
We got a lot to talk about tonight. First thing, before we get into all of our subplots and things like that, let's talk about what book ended the show tonight. Let's talk about this new purger that we saw. See, at the very beginning, we see him packing his lunch. We see him making a sandwich. We see him getting a little soda together, mm-hmm. just like he's going to work. And in a way, I guess he kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, but he's listening to this radio broadcast, kind of psyching himself up for the purge, and we don't see him again until the very, very end. What do you guys think of these kind of scenes that we saw?
Definitely not a coincidence. You know, like, I feel like with this show, you have to pay attention to all the characters that you wouldn't think that you would pay attention to.
Right.
Because they're always going to pop up when you least expect it. So you just have to keep your third eye open.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Right. I like that.
There you go. See, and that's exactly the thing. At first, I thought that it was going to be someone completely random that we didn't have to care about until we saw him come back around.
Yes.
Ollie, what'd you think?
I'm thinking that's our villain. That's
okay.
Like our, okay, there's a bunch of villains up in the show.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking he's a villain. I think we saw, like, in the end, that's his, like, he has, like, a list, so maybe he's doing something similar to Asmarie's character,
yeah,
Rocco.
Yeah, he's got sort of, like, this GPS thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't trust him, but I want to know how he's going to be in tie into everyone's story.
Right. Sure.
Because right now he's coming off a little bit too random.
Of course.
I don't know what to really think of him.
Danny, what
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, the same thing. I mean, I saw at the beginning, I was like, I'm assuming he's going to come in the story at some point. Mm-hmm. But right now, after the end, it's like, wow, he's like a badass, scary, and I want to see how he's going to tie in with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he is like one of those hitman people.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like the best. He seems like he's got it like locked down.
Yeah, he's
sure.
like, I got this.
Like, damn. Like, I want to know his rates.
How much you
like
charge?
Maybe he has a special package.
Yeah,
right.
The package deal.
Now let me float an early prediction to you guys, just in case
see.
We run a little long and
okay.
don't have enough time for predictions. I want to get this out of my head while I'm thinking about
it. Do it.
So at the very end of the episode, he's listening to this book on tape, I guess you could call it, this kind of Tony Robbins for purgers, and it's talking about you know, taking care of the purge with a mighty swing of your bat, and he kind of repeats it a few times, so we hear his voice. Did you guys think his voice sounded a little Baldwin-esque?
Yes, I was
right?
thinking that too.
Right?
I was
you
thinking
think
that
so?
Too.
For sure.
Yep.
Do we think that could be David Riker?
It's a big possibility.
Going out because we know he's the type of guy that purges.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
That's a good one, but I wasn't thinking that, so I'm going to need some more time on that, but that is a great...
It could be completely wrong, but just that voice is unmistakable,
I was thinking about the voice, but then I was also like, would... would his character be the one out there that actually does the dirty work himself?
Sure. Yeah.
Or would
it
he,
could,
you know,
that's true. It could kind of go either
it
way.
It could go either way.
Maybe he's a little bit sadistic in his head and we just don't know. Because, right. like, we only know about so much about these characters.
Right. Right.
Who knows who they really are? Because there are crazy people in the world.
Of course.
I watch a lot of murder mystery shows. It's like a thing for me. I'm obsessed, especially in, like, Netflix. But yeah. there's just some, like, psycho yeah. people they out are. Here.
Of course. So. Of course. I mean, we already know, and we'll use this as a segue to get into what we learn about him and his history with Jane. We already know he's a shithead. We know
yeah,
that.
Of course.
But can he kill is the question.
Possibly.
He's so mm-hmm. handsome. I don't know. But you know what? He probably could. Like, let us know what you guys think of the chat.
Cause like anyone can. Yeah. At this point.
I knew the Baldwin brothers like looked alike and sounded alike. I didn't realize how much he looked and sounded like Alec Baldwin until yeah. we started exactly. watching the show.
We
right.
had the same birthday, I think. Nothing matters. Right. I was just like, oh yeah.
So, but so yeah, let's get into it. We see the kind of backstory with him and Jane mm-hmm. and kind of how he's sort of the typical kind of sleazy boss. He keeps mm-hmm. sort of, you know, promising her, you know, oh, you can make partner, but mm-hmm. wants her to stay late, all that stuff, you know?
Okay, right. hold on. I totally just said that he was handsome. I totally meant David.
No, I was like, wait a minute.
Jeanette's husband.
Oh, Rick.
Rick.
Oh, you're talking Rick.
Excuse me, Rick. But I had to, like, I had to retract that because I don't want anyone thinking I go that right. that lane, that route.
I was like, all right.
I just let that pass.
I was like, all right, great choice.
I don't want his age group trying to purge me. So listen, I'm, David is who I was talking about. Let's just clear that up.
Okay, no, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
You're talking Rick. You're talking Rick, right? From the party?
Yes.
Jenna's, okay, so Jenna's husband?
Rick. Okay, that's who it was. Okay, it's a lot of names. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'm not sure who the actor plays him. Maybe the actor's
yeah,
name is
Yeah, but he's
David.
Handsome, right? Yeah.
Handsome. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared that
I'm
up.
Glad I cleared the air. Whoo, I'm sweating.
Okay.
So right. okay. So let's keep talking about these kind of we keep getting these flashbacks, right. not only in Rick and Jenna's story, but also in the story in the office. And I think it's Riker Moore is the firm that that she's applying for. That right. we kind of uh-huh. flashback mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. So what do you think of this whole kind of dynamic?
I think it's really important to incorporate flashbacks in, like, this show. Because sure. I'm thinking, yeah. before it started, I was worried. I'm like, how are you going to cram 12 hours worth of The Purge into this 10-episode
Right. series? And it's a lot of backstory with all these characters.
Yeah, and I think the backstories are really important to get to know these characters, where they come from, why they are the way they are, mm-hmm. maybe find out a little bit the darkness inside of everyone. Because I feel like everyone, regardless of their good, they have something that... They have, like, ticks or something that... will be brought out during the purge, you know,
right. yeah. Yeah. Right.
in order to survive, whether it's good or bad. So I'm thinking we're seeing Jane struggle mm-hmm. and it makes sense as to why she's, mm-hmm. you know, it, now everything ties into it. And I think she is going to try to get Rocco to kill David.
David?
David. Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Jim, what'd you think?
I think a lot of people need therapy, you know? Like, why are you so mad? And it's like, I get the corporate world, that corporate America world where you're trying to get that promotion. It's tough. But as soon as she did that flashback, which I agree with Ollie, like, we need these flashbacks. I need to be emotionally invested into these characters so that I can mm-hmm. care. Mm-hmm. Because it's 10 episodes, but we have 12 hours. So I'm, as like a little early prediction, I'm thinking that we're going to have a major cliffhanger mm-hmm. and they might roll it over into season two should we get a season two. Uh-huh. So I think that's how they're going to kind of do it. Okay. But I'm just like, is it that serious? Like, you want to kill the guy? And I have another prediction. I will say that for prediction.
Okay.
But I totally agree with what Ollie was saying.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, I love the flashbacks. Now my predictions from last week, I'm like, okay, I can see them happening even more because of the history that we know behind each character. And we learned that each character has their triggers mm-hmm. that's like, you know, they're going to snap. Allison, I don't know. She's up to something.
She's snooping.
She is ready to purge herself.
That lipstick makes her look really sneaky. It's the lipstick shade.
The
I'm
red.
Like,
no, it's yeah, like I'm the like, blush on like it or whatever. I'm like, what?
I'm like, girl, she's up to something.
But Lila, though, like, just seeing that history with them three, it makes a lot more sense of what things are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys mentioned Allison. She goes snooping a little bit, and she kind of goes around. She looks on... I believe, I'm pretty sure she looks on Jane's computer,
right.
yeah. sees something, we see that little gasp, and mm-hmm. we know that she knows because right. she keeps hinting at it.
Exactly.
You know, like, oh, you didn't even have to leave the house, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but that whole conversation between Allison and Jane makes me think that maybe David isn't the target.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that Allison is kind of hanging a lampshade on it, now I'm thinking, oh, they might be trying to swerve us, you know?
Right.
It could be something that yeah. we're not expecting.
Or if there's multiple people on that list. It might not just be one person.
I'm sure
she's trying to knock at everything.
I
just want to know how many
people. It is her right to purge. So
exactly.
She's like, I'm going to go right. all out.
Yeah.
Or maybe Anya is the one that's trying to kind of... That's trying to purge David. Because we've only seen Anya in those flashbacks,
yeah.
right?
Yes. Yeah.
She's sort of like, she's kind of like the trophy secretary, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know?
She's very nice, but I feel like David has been spoon feeding her and like favoring her.
Right.
Like, I'm sure maybe she's not a bad person, but mm-hmm. you know, clearly Jane is deserving of the position, whereas Anya is being, you know.
So are you guys saying that Jane is going to purge Anya, or that Anya is going to purge?
I'm thinking that Anya could possibly purge David.
Okay.
Instead of Jane purging David.
Maybe they're in it together.
Maybe.
Jane might be trying to purge. I think she's purging David, but she might be also trying to purge Anya.
Interesting. Okay.
Get her out of the way. So sure. that position's mine.
That could be. Yeah.
But she doesn't like David, so right. might be too predictable.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
But that's the only thing that's kind of throwing me off is because we're being hit with all these notes of like David's a villain. David's mm-hmm. a villain.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking someone he could still get taken out, but maybe by someone that we don't expect.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
I like how you think because it's like we can't think.
Taken out.
Cool. Yes.
These sound effects are intense.
I dropped that. We're good.
I felt that.
That was like a button. That was great.
Taken
out. I was like, is everything okay?
Love it.
So you just got purged.
Yeah, we're good.
That was awesome.
This 12-hour starts now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love how you think, you know, because I wasn't thinking that. And usually I'm like on it, but you have like these great.
You gotta
be thinking out.
In a show like this, yeah, you never ever know.
It's almost too obvious.
It's too obvious, yeah.
Right. So we're talking about, while we're talking about Rick, Jenna, and Lila, let's get into that whole kind of triangle.
Okay.
You know, we got a lot of flashbacks with Jane and with Jane and David and with Jane and Braca. And actually, we should get into her a little bit more a little bit later, their whole exchange. But let's talk about Rick, Jenna, and Lila and the kind of flashbacks we're seeing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we didn't get flashbacks.
Last episode,
we got flashbacks for them, but now we're kind of getting more pieces of the story,
right.
and we're seeing that Jenna and Lila get along a whole lot better than Rick and Lila
right,
do.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think that was a threesome just turned sour. I think
it honestly could be as simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do think that Lila started having feelings for a certain individual, and then they just didn't want to do it anymore.
Sure.
Because we get the sense of, at the party, that Lila should be upset at something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm fine. So I'm thinking, mm-hmm. like, I'm not speaking from experience or anything, but I'm thinking that that it's something that turned sour.
I see.
They just kind of escaped. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to talk to her. They cut her off.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, I can see what you mean. I think Lila's a little salty,
right.
Just about everything that's going on. Like, why didn't you text me back? We've all kind of been there, right? but I definitely think that's what's been happening. So I was very confused at this whole love triangle in the first episode
because, sure.
like, who is this? What is this? What is the big issue? And I thought that Jenna was going to try to purge Lila.
Okay.
That's what I thought. And so then seeing this whole scene happen today, now I'm thinking, of course, like you guys are saying, they want to purge David. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was something that just went sour, or maybe Jenna and Lila are just really falling for each other because that kiss was very long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
She
it's like, that was a very passionate
yeah.
kiss.
She, right. And brought her back to something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was
yeah.
like, you know, Rick. Sorry, I keep saying David.
Yeah, Rick.
That's what I was like, David.
Can somebody get her this Baldwin?
It could all come together. It could all just cross over. You
can
never
we,
know.
Can we get Baldwin on the maybe. Show? Like, will you
yeah.
be okay then?
Exactly. To the show. But yeah, something with Rick, it's
mm-hmm.
they got to give us more backstory on him
sure,
because
right.
I don't even want to say any too much about him because I don't know enough, but
of
we'll
Rick?
Get there. Yeah, of Rick, for sure.
Right.
Rick.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, we keep getting kind of hinted at things, and we know that Lila's father, Albert, is kind of the main one that Rick is kind of going after
right.
as an
mm-hmm.
investor,
mm-hmm.
you know? And when she said, Lila said something to Rick at some point, she says, you know, he doesn't know everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's blackmail in the making, for sure.
Right.
See, I predicted that. I feel like Lila was going to... I said that last week. I think she's trying to manipulate Rick.
Mm-hmm. You're dead on. Absolutely.
I believe so.
And I think Lila's trying to get him out of the way or something, because she said, like, you're good, but my dad wants to invest in you if he knew you. Or maybe that was something that she said to him, because she doesn't really know him.
Sure.
She doesn't really care about him, I don't think. I think she cares about Jenna.
Right.
And we saw Jenna. Or maybe this is a whole plot. She's distracting Jenna with the kiss, and maybe more. I don't know. We didn't see. And then she's trying to get, you know, Rick by himself for her father to... take advantage of him.
So. Exactly.
She's definitely up to something because if you remember when she met up with Jenna, she said, I didn't expect you to be here. So it's like, what does that mean?
Right.
You know, what exactly does that mean?
Oh, that's right. Because Jenna thought she was still in Tanzania, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's up to something.
Yeah.
Right? There's so much to kind of unpack here. We'll get into the rest of the episode a little bit, but after Buzzers, we have a message for you. Who's delivering this message this week?
Let me tell you something, after
Listen
Buzzers.
Up, y'all.
Our network produces after shows for all your favorite TV shows. Pretty much any TV show that you can think of, we got it, okay? We got multiple channels. We got the sci-fi channel, which we're on currently. We got a reality TV channel. We have our animation channel. Me and Jamie are all about the anime life. So what we need you to do is subscribe to multiple channels because, obviously, like us, we have multiple tastes.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're completely optional. So hit that subscribe button on multiple channels of our AfterBuzz TV network and let us know you did so we can shout you out. Please do that. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
There we go.
Yes. Thanks guys.
Absolutely. Now we talked a lot, you know, we talked a little bit about that party. Obviously everyone's walking around with their serial killer masks on, but they're also watching the gauntlet.
Crazy. Mm.
Let's get into the gauntlet. See, we follow Miguel. He's driving around in his hoopty for a little while before he gets kind of cornered, blocked in, and being forced to be the next contestant in Otis's gauntlet.
What on earth think? Was that?
That was crazy.
They're just pulling out all the stops.
Like, I was not expecting.
I think this episode has a lot more action-packed than episode one.
Sure.
Granted, like, we have to learn everybody, but this one, like, you are literally getting everything left and
right
from everybody.
Yeah, this is insane. It was like, what is that? The Warrior, what is competition?
Warrior challenge. I know exactly.
Ninja. American Ninja.
Or Road Rules. Remember the MTV show?
Yeah.
I used to want to be on that show.
It's the like drama, that, but you might die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like The Running Man. Did you guys ever see The Running Man?
Yeah.
It's just like The Running Man. Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? But yeah, it was sick. Like when I was watching the them watch it at the party, I'm just like, oh, they're just sick.
They're so it's crazy because it's so desensitized. I can't talk.
They're so desensitized. Right.
Sure.
In this world, and I feel like it is pretty realistic. I mean, we can potentially get to that level. Hopefully not.
Right.
I mean, I love horror movies and everything, but in real life, like, I don't want to see anyone get like murdered or killed, you know? So
yeah,
I mean,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, like, we watch each other fight all the time, like, when we have fight nights, you know? It's like we have a party, and whenever food is involved, you can get desensitized about anything.
At least
I can. I'm like, tacos, okay, I'm there, let's watch. But I'm just like, what would I do in that situation if this is the norm?
That's why it's creepy, because like, we live off of like things that go viral too. Like, look at all the fights that go viral on like World Star.
Yeah.
Like, we are so about the drama, we are about the violence, and it's very realistic.
Exactly. This is the old rich world star. Because in this universe, like, that's their entertainment. Like, as far as they're concerned, if you can't afford a security system, shit, you're on your own. You know? But I agree. I was not expecting for something this kind of extravagant to come out on episode two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that he's the owner of this kind of car dealership, and he's putting on this sort of gauntlet during Purge Night. And, like, even the TV feed is, like, grainy and, like, almost, like, kind of VHS style.
He's, like, a pimp. And, of course, his name is Otis.
It's like, I'm like, come on, Otis. Like, right. On an amateur camera. And shit. Right. Like, what? Like,
I know. Because they're probably funding, like, Otis. Yeah, of course. You know?
Yeah.
They could have gotten better equipment.
Right.
Like,
No, but I think it's really cool that we're seeing all these different like dynamics that are going on throughout the purge night. Right. Like, also, what really stood out to me was in the beginning of the episode when we saw like that de-purging station where people weren't being like they were off limits.
That's right. That's a good call. Yeah,
which was really cool. Like they were just like, you know, tending to people's wounds and whatnot. Right. And like they were, I don't think they were, they were just doing that just to be good people.
At first, I didn't understand like quite exactly like. It was an unspoken purge law.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, isn't the whole point for people to like just carry out
exactly?
But
and, yeah,
they're like medical, right? They're like paramedics. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think it was awesome.
But to that point, if you go back and watch the Purge Anarchy, like people are kind of specifically targeted if they're helping other people.
That's what
it's
saying,
like it's like an unwritten rule that you don't help anyone. Exactly. Right? Yeah. Like medical services are suspended for a reason. You're right. You know?
So, it's nice to see that, I guess, humanity stepped in a little bit more. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. Like, that could be an unwritten rule just, like, among people. And, certain other people certainly don't abide by that. Like, that's more what I'm leaning on.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
that's just going to paint a huge bullseye on your chest.
Exactly.
You know? Right. So we've got that, and we're tracking Miguel's progress. From those medical workers, we find out about Pete the cop over at the cantina, which we'll get into a little later. But I love the cinematography and the way that Miguel's progress through the gauntlet is sort of styled.
Right,
you know, he's going through almost this like haunted house murderers,
a maze of haunted.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. It's like a haunted house. But there was a scene where he goes, Penelope, I'm coming for you. Why would you put your sister's name on my TV like that? Like, now her whole group is going to be like, oh, a word? Okay, so you're next.
That's a good point.
Because Melissa has just been going through it this episode on that bus, poor thing. Penelope, girl, she's next. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they don't know exactly which Penelope that is. But.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true.
But it is an uncommon name. He could have,
put her look like.
Behind the eight ball on that one.
It's a wrap.
But it is interesting because while it does look like a haunted house, this year at Universal Halloween Horror Nights, which is right up the street from AfterBuzz Studios, they've got a maze based on the first Purge this year, which I'm very... very excited about. Y'all don't know about me and Hunter. It is an addiction.
Yes.
I'm ready for it. Right around the corner.
I love them. They do such a good job at Universal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But eventually he kind of fights his way through it all. He fights off being shot with arrows. He gets an arrow right to the arm, like right away.
Right.
He's just invincible. You know? I'm not worried whenever he's on screen because I'm like, he's going to get out of this.
Exactly.
I'm like, the Marines must really want to turn
on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Marines.
He's talented.
Arrows?
He has a goal to get his sister, and like that's what fires him up.
Right, exactly.
But my thing was like those the blades that were falling down. I'm who set this thing up?
Yeah.
Come on.
Props to them.
In that tunnel? Yeah.
Oh, they have the cameras and all those places.
Everything decked out.
That's set up.
He's getting
flagged. That's where all that money from Otis's Autorama goes.
Yeah.
Is to the production of this
one. Right.
That's where the real money is. So eventually, Miguel crosses that finish line, gets a brand new car, shiny ass new car.
Yes.
Do we see anything else from Miguel after he gets his new car? Before we move on?
I don't think so. I just think after he kind of blew up his sister's spot, it was just like, over and I'm like,
put her on blast.
I didn't understand.
Oh, no, duh. He goes to the cantina. Yeah. He goes to the cantina to meet Pete the cop. How could I forget?
You were done with him.
How could I forget?
My name's not Penelope.
He went there just to get denied.
He goes to Pete's cantina, meets Kamenuch, who explains to him that in Pete's cantina, there are no politics, no violence.
Which is awesome.
Strict rules. Exactly. You gotta imagine there aren't many places like that in the world of the Purge.
Exclusive.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the first Purge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So in that, obviously, spoiler alert for the first Purge, y'all haven't seen it. People are kind of naturally inclined against the Purge, you know?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Right.
When everything's legal, people just want to party, you know?
A hurting body.
Exactly. No one really wants to kill people until people like Skeletor hit the scene, you know?
Right.
And then they're just checking people left and right.
Right.
Oh, my God. But I think in this universe, this, I think, roughly taking place between the second and third Purges, as the years go on, I think maybe that kind of bloodlust spreads.
Yeah.
You know, people kind of... You know, the government is kind of pushing people towards it, but people I think are kind of taking the bait.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Definitely. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then just these prisons, you know, they're just letting people out left and right. And
they're paying them to purge.
Yeah, they're paying them. I mean, people are just like fed up. And then like Allison said, all tonight, you know, sometimes it seems like that's the only answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, a lot of people feel that way.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So Miguel meets Pete. Pete does not give a shit about Miguel's mission.
That was fun.
That was funny. I was like, dang.
It can't be that easy. Mike Trout.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot tonight, but he made it out alive. But he can't get everything like handed to him, clearly.
Exactly. Right, exactly. So let's rewind a little bit. We talked about Jane's backstory with David, but let's talk about her first meeting with Braca and their kind of exchange. She's sort of trying to spill her guts about, you know, why she wants to purge and stuff like that. Braca, much like Pete, doesn't give a shit.
You're not paying me enough. Like, I'm not your therapist, okay?
Keep the why to yourself, right?
Exactly.
That's funny.
She didn't ask for his life story or her life story. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. All she needs to know is the who and the where.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't care about the why.
And how much money.
Right. Exactly. Right. So I'm interested to see where this goes, you know, and maybe if we see a little bit of Braca's backstory and how she kind of got into this role.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. But I think because we think of her like just kind of at a higher level in this purge game, she might have a weak spot. She might have a weak point. You know, who is her family? Like, we know nothing about this character. Right. So I want to know a little bit more about what drives her to do this, because it's got to be something that drives her to say, you know what, I'm going to make a living off of this.
Right.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Right.
We have so much to learn.
Because she comes off so cold, yet there's still a human there with a story. And I would definitely want to know, what got her into this and like how she's so desensitized. I can say that word now.
Right.
To being able to, like, be a hitwoman, hitman, whatever you an assassin.
The idea of therapy has come up a little bit, and it's been making me think this whole time. And I'm interested in the world of the Purge. How has that affected the therapy industry?
Oh my god!
You know,
that's scary.
Is this acting as people's therapy, or now that there are millions more victims, is the therapy industry booming? Now that there's kind of, we saw in Miguel's kind of story, we see these, or we hear the kind of the sounds of gunfire and mortar shells, and I think there might be a little PTSD there. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's probably not uncommon in a post-purge world.
Right, right.
Okay, I just had like this weird vision, I'm thinking there could be like a secret organization, because of course you have to have therapists. If they're thinking real world, then there's going to be a therapist. Mm-hmm. However, I'm sure that they're business increases because so many people are going to need this extra help.
Yeah.
But also with the therapist purge on, you know, the patient.
Because they're like,
I'm tired of hearing these damn stories. Okay, pow.
Right. Or vice versa.
You know, take this water and drink it and die, like something. I just feel like, you know, you literally can't trust everybody. But I think because there's unwritten rules, there's probably an exception, and there's a secret organization to where they have their own rule. Like, hey, if you purge us and we're helping you, we're going to kill you before the purge. How about
Interesting.
That?
Interesting.
Like, you know, sign this contract.
Oh, like psychiatrists, like with like pills and stuff?
Well, not even just that. I just feel like they might say, like, we're going to purge you before you even expect the purge if you try any stuff with us.
I totally agree on that, Jamie, Steve on the booth, guys. Hey.
Hey.
And, even as far as doctors and nurses are concerned, like, they know how to save a life. You damn well better want to bet they know how to take a life.
Exactly. That's a good point. Exactly. Steve on the ones and twos, guys. our trusty producer, Steve. One of my absolute favorites. Thank you very much.
Love it.
We've got a little bit of time. Let's talk about the bus and about this cult. We still don't know the name of the cult, I don't think, but we know the good leader's name is Tavis. I'm going with Tavis. And we see Penelope, and we get a little bit more of her, and I guess vis-a-vis Miguel's backstory, we find out that, like we talked about last week, her parents didn't want to give themselves over, that they fought it, you know?
Yeah. Right, and that's what, and speaking of therapy, that's a good thing, because clearly, you know, Penelope is traumatized, and from being traumatized over losing her parents, she decided to, you know, go with whatever she felt involved with, you know?
Right.
And so this was the first thing, unfortunately. But yeah, we saw like a lot of her history, or a lot more of her history. So things are beginning to make sense why she's on this bus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
You guys, I'm ready for Penelope to kick some ass.
I am, right?
I need her to just mess up everybody on that bus. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, if that's your brother, that's your older brother, you probably look up to him a little bit. Like, I'm sure he's maybe taught her just a little something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Have you watched any YouTube videos, some Krav Maga? Like, do you know something? Because I need you to throw some bows on some people on that bus to get
I'm
out
ready
of there.
For, I'm ready yeah. for all the I'm kids to throw bows. Like, there's like 20 kids on there. Let's go.
Seriously.
Let's overrun this
I
bus.
I want to see that. I want to see all the kids just turn up. Yeah.
That's got to be happening at some point.
I hope so. Okay, fingers crossed.
What do you think?
They're going to purge the leader. I would like that.
That's got to be happening.
The bus is going to tip over.
But I think it's just very representative of this cult, and even kind of like there was a line in the beginning of the episode where it's like, be American and purge.
Right,
so I feel
right.
like this cult is kind of just like kind of following that in a sense. Like this leader, I don't think she was going to kill herself, but she's kind of purging on these children. Mm-hmm. Like they're young and they don't know, they can't really think for themselves. And they're like, oh, they're blindly following this ruler, this tyrant, thinking that everything's going to be okay. Like pain is, I did like the line where pain is like necessary.
Temporary, but it's necessary.
To go into the invisible. And I think that's like, that's very smart. That's very, I can relate to that for sure. But not to go in the invisible, but to kind of like get stronger.
Sure.
And survive. Sure. Pain is important to survive.
Yeah. Right. And so I think, Penelope is talking to her friend Melissa, who's sitting in front of her on the bus. She's kind of, you know, helping her to understand what it is that they're kind of preaching and what it is that they're after, you know? But once Melissa is given over to those golfing purgers, which once again, like, a very telling symbolism here, like the fact that they're golfing,
golfers.
You know?
I thought about them like, wow.
But once Melissa is kind of given over to the invisible, I think Penelope is starting to realize like what's actually at play here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, part of me was like, did she realize that last episode where she was just like, is this what you want? And then I think this episode, she was like, this is not what
this
I want.
This is really driving
but
it home.
But Melissa, I felt so bad for her because she was like,
She was done.
She was done with it. But I, just to kind of piggyback on what you were saying about the leader, I think that maybe this is like her, not shield, but like this is her way of like not getting purged.
Right.
Is to have these young people sacrifice themselves. Yeah. She's sick.
Yeah. And I think she is also purging in a way, like you, like
absolutely.
You said, because, you know, what else can she do? Or how else can she do it and be protected at the same time?
Yeah.
So, exactly.
Probably getting money somehow. Everyone getting money up in this.
Yep.
So much to unpack in this episode. But, of course, this wouldn't be the Purge After Show on AfterBuzz TV without a couple special segments. Before we get into that, if you're listening on iTunes, remember, we appreciate the support. Remember, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate, 5 stars if you're nasty. We appreciate everything that you do. Talk to us about The Purge so we can talk to you about The Purge. Now, without further ado, our special segments, let's first get into news and gossip with Ms. Jamie Gray.
All right. Clearing the throat for you guys.
There we go.
So, as most of you may know, today is a day that we can all really never forget. Hashtag never forget. Today is September 11th, and we are remembering 9/11 that happened in 2001. The horrible, horrible plane crashes that happened at the Twin Towers in New York and, of course, D.C., several areas that you guys, you know, may not even know of, so please do your research on that. But it happened many, many years ago. We can't forget. We wanted to, of course, remember the innocent lives that were lost and, you know, maybe let us know what you were doing, if you were even alive, you know, what happened, where were you when this was all happening? So we just wanted to let you know we never forget. Okay? So next, I wanted to go into some reviews. So a lot of people were reviewing this special show. So a lot of people had a lot of things to say, so let's get into it. So one of the first things is from CNN, and CNN had a couple things to say. So they said, and so it goes. Oscillating from plot to plot, the show's structure does a reasonably good job at conjuring tension without establishing enough interest in the characters to be consistently engaging beyond the natural empathy that someone would feel for ordinary folks thrust into such perilous, unnerving situations. So what I got from that is it can be somewhat predictable, but at the same time, it still kind of pulls you in. So I think that a lot of the reviews are kind of lukewarm.
Right.
You know,
that's
it's like
it
they don't really know what to expect.
Exactly.
And it's CNN, you know, but that's where you guys kind of let us know how you feel about the show, because I mean, I love the first episode. What did you guys just think? I mean, overall, from first episode coming into now.
Right. I think it's interesting because the first episode has so much pressure on it to kind of set the tone for the whole show.
Exactly.
So it may, I could see where it be, where it might have been light on action for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I know that a lot of people that reviewed the show only got the first three episodes. So who's to say if seeing more might have made them like it less or more, or who knows?
Right.
Exactly. You know?
Well, another site that had some reviews was Comic Book, and they had in their horror section, they said, at times, The Purge will absolutely thrill you. That's true. It says, it brings life to the horrors of what society could actually become. At other times, The Purge is boring, mundane, is a boring, mundane affair that struggles to set itself apart from the films that came before. Ouch. Mm. What do you guys, I mean, geez. Well, okay, it's, go ahead. What do you guys
think? I just think it's like, I'm excited for this series just because they're giving us new content, new dynamics.
Sure.
Multiple stories, and we're seeing different characters on different levels, the upper class, the lower class, people who are everyone in between. So this is what's interested me in the series, because it's like the films, what else can you do in like just like one film? Single film.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. And that it's like clearly it's a successful franchise because we have so many movies and now we have a series. Mm. But just kind of going back to that comic book horror picture, I guess you could say, towards the bottom, it says, like they said before, because they did mention before, if you like the Purge films, everyone here on this panel likes the Purge films, then you're in for a treat. If you didn't like it, then steer clear of the TV adaptation. Why are you watching it?
That makes
sense to me. But I think, you know, whether you've watched the films or not, I think it's a great way to dive into it.
All right.
One other review. So the Young Folks, if you guys have heard of them, they said the Purge series premieres explores character stories, new character stories. So clearly we're getting to know new characters. So they rated the show and they gave it a 9. I like that. I think a 9 is justifiable. What about you guys?
Yeah, I like it.
You think so?
I like a 9.
Yeah, we'll see.
So far, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's only 2 episodes in, but you know.
All right. Well, we like when we get feedback from you guys, and we love to, of course, keep in touch with all of the other fans like ourselves. So I was looking on Twitter, and I saw some tweets that were just cracking me up. So let's see if it, you know, humors you guys. So the justification says, honestly, I wonder what discount there are on last-minute Purge guys. And that is a great question. You know, it's like you have Halloween coming up. Like, no matter what time. You always, and it's like, when do these promotions come out?
Come
out like 2 months in advance? Are they a Dollar Tree?
You know they got some BOGO sales.
There's some online like discount codes.
Yeah, exactly. Amazon Prime. You know, the social media models, do they give you like a discount code? What is it? So that's one. And then another one comes from Erin Williams, and she says, I'm rooting for you, Jane. Don't do nothing stupid. You're the only black woman. I need you. And that cracked me up, just being a black woman myself. But as a lot of people know, a lot of black people sometimes are the first ones to die. Mm. So I want to, in movies. let's clarify. But I want to know what you guys think. And hopefully, you know, Jane.
Yeah. Well, Jane's holding up.
Keep hope alive.
Tweet her. Send us your funny tweet.
You can purchase. Not purchase. You can tweet. You can You don't purge us. You can tweet us at ABTVPurge.
Oh,
keep
fantastic.
The conversation coming. Keep the live chat coming. And that is our news and gossip.
There we go. Thank you so much for that, Jamie.
Of course.
Let's segue seamlessly right in. Ollie Jenin, our resident survival expert, is going to give you some Purge survival tips.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining us at the Purge After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We have the After Show Purge Survival Guide, Tips and Tricks. And be sure to always send us your tips and tricks. This week, it's all about location, y'all. So we want to know, where would you go on The Purge? I have 3 tips for you. Either go to Pete's Bar, where you're completely safe. If you're of age, go to Pete's Bar, okay? Right. It's like a sanctuary, basically.
What's the code? What's the password?
If you're not of age, I'll
DM you the password, okay? Or DM me, and I'll DM you the password. Okay. Number 2. Get out of the country. I know if you have the money, get the heck out of the country. I know
that's a good idea.
I know the planes are going to be surging with their ticket prices, but if you plan in advance, you know, stay like a month out, maybe you know that might work out. But obviously, we're not all like I'm broke, so you know that's So what I would do, number 3, go camping. Get out of the city. I've noticed the Purge films always are around the city.
In the city, yeah. That's what a about good
the
idea.
What about the rural areas of America? Go camping. No one goes camping anymore. I love camping.
I love camping.
Buy your equipment.
Yes.
Okay. I would love to see. Yeah.
You're not gonna encourage me, right?
What happens in the middle of the woods during the Purge?
Don't worry about the hillbillies. The Ross. They're off the grid. They don't care about government. They're right. just chilling in their cabins. Go camping. Get your equipment. Next week, we'll probably talk about equipment and what you should have on Purge Night.
Yeah.
And like I said, always send us your tips and tricks, and we will shout you out on the show if you do so. So
there you go.
That's been the AfterBuzz Survival Guide here on episode 2 of The Purge.
I love it. A vital piece of the puzzle.
Nice. I feel like the mosquitoes might purge you. You know, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Else or like and I'll a purge the back.
You'll purge the back. Before we wrap things up, let's get into some lightning round predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Guys.
All right. What are we thinking?
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm just going to get mine out of the way,
sure,
okay?
Go for it.
All right, so Jane, I think that she... I was thinking that she could be purged by her boss, mm-hmm. David. Sure. Not Rick, okay, David. because he rejected his... She rejected his advances.
Sure.
So that's what I was thinking at first. Or it could also be the Secretary Anya. So who knows? That's up in the air, but it might get violent. My next one is Jenna might purge her husband. Or Lila, that's another confusing one. So someone's gonna die. Allison is gonna try to get involved. She's been really nosy this episode. She was a little fishy last episode.
She's a busybody,
but I think she's also gonna die because I think she's just gonna be too messy and careless. And it's like, why did you get involved?
Right. Okay.
And also, like I said before, I think this season's gonna end on a major cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. I just hope that I like it.
Right. Exactly. Holly, what do you think?
Okay, I think something's gonna go wrong with Jane's hit. Mm-hmm. Something's not going to go right. I think we've seen scenes in the previews where she's like not in the in the building. So I think she's going to somehow try to something goes wrong, and she's going to try to do it or finish it out herself or something like along the lines of that. And then my last prediction for today, because I'm clueless, I think we saw that they hand Rick a gun. So I'm wondering,
at the party,
maybe in order to get funded, he's going to have to kill someone.
I think that's I think that's
very
good.
I don't know who though. So that's I don't know y'all. Like I'm terrified.
That's
so
good. That's good. Danny, what do you think?
Well, I think Lila is going to try to kill Jenna and Rick.
Ooh.
I think that's going to happen. What's her name? Tavis.
Yes.
At the end, we saw her doubting a little bit.
Okay.
The leader started getting a little. Yeah. So
she's shook.
I think she's going to become weaker. And then I'm still going with my prediction from last week that David's, as soon as this deal is ended, everyone's done. And it's killing Jane because she's cutting him off, not giving him any.
I see. I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of my prediction from earlier. I think that the killer that we saw at the beginning of this episode is David. And I think he and Braca are going to cross paths at some point. I think he might be going after Jane. She might stand in the way. Who knows?
Okay,
you know what? That's a great prediction because remember he said in the last episode, he says, I'm always watching.
Always watching.
He probably has some cameras around and he's probably already seen.
That's his GPS.
Exactly. And he's probably already seen, the hit woman. So I think you're definitely onto something.
We will see. So much to unpack this episode. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Before we get out of here, our fantastic panel, where can they find you?
Hey guys, it's Oliver Jordan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Hey guys, it's Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter. It's Jamie Gray or Instagram, Jamie Gray.
Hey guys, it's Danny Royce. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also here Sunday nights at Fear the Walking Dead.
There you go. And as always, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. You can find me on Saturdays, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Check your local listings. And on Wednesday nights, the Lucha Underground After Show. We will be right back here next Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time. We'll be talking episode 3 of The Purge. Yeah. But until then, stay safe.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Purge you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.